Howdy.
Howdy.
Well, I have about an hour and 15 minutes to talk to y'all. Fortunately, as you know, I give Aggie speeches, which are short and to the point, as opposed to Longhorn speeches, which have point here, mostly bull in between. So we'll get up to it. So thank you for being here. I've asked Charles to stay up here because if Walt were still here, he would say, well, this is ridiculous. I mean, you shouldn't have a deal, you know, pointing out one person that did something. This was an unbelievable team. I want Hunter Goodwin to come up here. Hunter, come up here. I'm going to make fun of you for a while. Charles, stand right back here. Now, in the whole, all of the negotiations, y'all cut the...
Sorry.
In all of the negotiations on this, these two guys ran more bluffs between the Research Valley Partnership and Blinn College than Amarillo Slim ever did in a poker game. They were both invaluable in what we did. Gary Serra, come here, Gary, was the absolute first person ever to come up to me in the halls of the Capitol, and he pulled me aside about 5 years ago, and he said, isn't it ridiculous that we've got this 2,000 acres over here called the Old Bryan Airfield, and there's a huge asset, and there's absolutely nothing that we've done with it. And also because Gary is the guy that is putting with Mary the workforce training center and things like that, that reached a really good happy medium. And Mary, you can come up here too, please. I want Billy Hamilton to come up here. The best way to describe Billy Hamilton is what the governor's chief of staff told me when he appointed me as the hurricane czar. He said, he pulled me aside and he said, boy, I hope the governor didn't have you bite off more than Billy Hamilton can chew. He is the best government employee that exists in the state of Texas, and everybody knows it. I mean, he's been my deputy controller when I was there. He worked for Bullock in a similar position. And if you last more than 6 months working for Bullock and you're still alive, then you got your stuff together. But Billy and Mary are an amazing team working together in all of this. John Barton. John, are you here somewhere? John Barton is not here, but is Jim Nelson here? John Barton and Jim Nelson are the two guys that are the operations of the Rellis campus. John Barton every day has a good idea. I wish I could tell you about something that's fixing to happen to Rellis, but literally my top secret clearance in the Department of Defense would get revoked. But it is amazing, hopefully, that will happen sometime before the end of the year. But the kind of things that are opening up and happening in that are just absolutely amazing things. And so I want some special recognition, if you would, and there's a whole bunch of other people that work in this process too, but some special recognition for these guys and gals for what they did. Now I want to talk about Walt and Charlene. So the first time I ever laid eyes on Walt Shane Vogel and Charlene, what was your last name? Yeah, Rosenbaum, right? Yeah, was at their wedding. And I had just proposed to this girl named Charlotte Hand. And we go to that wedding, and she's a bridesmaid in your wedding. And that wedding, I could see Charlotte taking notes. Oh, what amazed me about it, I'm from Placido, Texas. I ain't never seen flowers with candles in them floating in a swimming pool. I thought, wow, this is something. Maybe Mr. Hands should build a swimming pool and replicate this deal. But Charlotte was taking notes. I figure that wedding of Charlene and Walt's cost my father-in-law at least $50,000 more than putting on that wedding. But Walt and Charlene, you and Charlotte were, I think, roommates in college, and they go back a long time. Love the people in Brenham. And Kent Caperton, every morning when you get up, you ought to thank God that you knew Walt Shane Vogel. Walt Shane Vogel did more for him when he ran for the state senate against Bill Moore than any person on earth. Is that not right?
That is
probably
exactly right.
The one person that allowed you to beat Bill Moore. The problem with that is I was working for Bill Moore at the time. And so I quickly became unemployed, went back home to Victoria, and ran for state representative. So if you have a problem with my public service, Walt Schoenvogel is the reason, is the person you should blame for that. And so we miss him and thank him for all that he did, and he's certainly here to get this thing going. And the Blinn Board of Directors is the five homeless guys and four best-looking women that you've ever seen in your life. So thank y'all for everything that you did and the persistence that went through to all this. But if I could just take a few minutes and talk about what we think this is going to look like in the future. It's moving faster probably than most people thought it was going to do. I just made a few notes, if you'll bear with me, since I'm getting old and I have to read some of this stuff. But I want to, this is old hat to this board and maybe to some people in this room, but this, some of the things that are there already, the Center for Infrastructure Renewal, that is to be completed within the next year, that doesn't even exist anywhere in the United States of America. There is another Center for Infrastructure Renewal up in Illinois, but that's a cold weather deal. And they have that thing shut down about 5 months out of the year. This is going to be the only place in the United States of America where contractors can come test their new ideas for asphalt, test their new ideas for PVC pipe or all kinds of materials for pipe, and be able to do for the first time the test on equipment before they put it, or infrastructure, before they put it in your house, before they put it on a road, before they put it in a building, and things like that. There will be people coming, as they're already signing up, from all over the United States to be a part of the Center for Infrastructure Renewal. And we're thankful for that. Before I go any further, I also want to thank the legislators that were a part of this, particularly Senator Kohlkorst. Senator Kohlkorst, in the last session of the legislature, was the head of the Senate negotiators in conference committee. She was about as pro-A&M, you would almost think that she represented Brazos County, than anybody. We fussed a little bit session before that, but boy, this session, I mean, she was like an angel hovering above us. And when you see Lois, I hope you will express to her our thanks for what she did to recover not just us, but in community colleges and higher education from some devastating first decisions that were coming out of the Senate. And it took some courage for her to do that, and we want her to know we appreciate that. Blinn, of course, as their building going, we are so excited to have them on this campus. We think that's a perfect fit. And then we're going to have the Gateway building that's going to start pretty soon next to it. Between the two of us, we will be able to have room to educate 5,000 additional kids. So that way we can create for the mayor of Bryan the same traffic problems we created for the mayor of College Station. But it is, I think it is really going to be a really great economic development tool for the city of Bryan in Brazos County. And Judge Peters has been marvelous in this entire process as well. Blinn Teeks, as I mentioned, Mary and Gary work well together, are producing the workforce solutions. There is nobody that does workforce training better than Texas A&M Engineering Extension Service. Nobody. There is no private concern. There is no public concern, and everybody knows it. I don't care if you want to train astronauts. He'll figure out a way to train astronauts. It is an amazing place that does some amazing things. And if you have to look any further, just look at what they did. Most people, maybe people in this room, don't know that Task Force One, which is a group of people that go out and pull people out of their houses, that's this group of Aggies. It's commanded by the governor, commanded by DPS, but the headquarters is in College Station. And they rescued 15,000 people in Hurricane Harvey that were in imminent danger of losing their life. Not just people wading through the streets, but sitting on top of their house in imminent danger of losing their life. Teeks did that. And so we're real proud of those folks. Best disaster rescue operation that exists in the country. And of course, TTI headquarters is going to be there. Texas A&M Transportation Institute is the best at what it does on planet Earth, and they're going to have a beautiful headquarters right between Blinn and the Center for Infrastructure Renewal. And it is our hope that Blinn students will have the same kind of access to all of this research and all of these buildings that have come here, as do A&M students and A&M professors in training for it. So we think it's going to be just a wonderful opportunity for them. The TEES headquarters, Texas Engineering Extension Service, which is the big research behemoth of Texas A&M, is going to be located there. The planning will start starting this fall to build that building as well. The Gateway Education Building is going to complement Blinn's building that is there. We're also going to have the Mary Kay O'Connor Mary Kay O'Connor Process Safety Center, which is something that the chemical industry absolutely relies on. That hadn't been announced, but that will be there. That's in the planning stage right now and going to be there. Industrial Distribution Center is also in the planning stage. There was a blurb in the paper, I think, about a data center. There are some other universities thinking about building a data center, too. They wanted to build one in Houston. I think they bought maybe 300 acres. They're going to put a data center. At the time, I think we were quoted saying, you probably ought not put data centers in a hurricane zone. And anyway, we're not in a hurricane zone. And so I'm trying to not say anything bad about any other university. But this data center will, when it's finished, use an amazing amount of electricity. And so we thank BTU and our private partners that are coming in to make sure we have redundant power to that place. It's going to be a pretty amazing thing. And Don Adams, thank you for your commercial. I love the way the Rellis campus looks. That's probably 2 years away from looking like you have it on there, but your commercial is, we love seeing it every single time we play it. And, of course, we've already got some truck training. That Rellis Center was the headquarters for commodity distribution, to name just one thing, for the entire coast of the state of Texas. I don't know if you were there when thousands, literally, of trucks and commodities were staged there to go into the hurricane zone. And, you know, when we think about this Rellis Center, the vision of this thing is this. Blinn has 14,000 kids in Brazos County. Only 1,000 are from here. Why do you think all these other 13,000 come? They come because Blinn is great. But I bet you it has something to do with Texas A&M. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure of it, because when I talk to Blinn kids, they say that they tell all their friends back home they're going to A&M, you know, back in Amarillo, places like that. And they hope that after 2 years, they're going to get into A&M. But most of them are not. The vast majority of them are not. So why would we, and this is what Swartz and I talked about at the very beginning of this thing, why would we let these youngsters leave Blinn, pack their stuff up, go to Texas Tech, go to University of Houston, or maybe to go nowhere, or go to Sam Houston or someplace else? Can we keep them in the Texas A&M University system? And that's what's going to happen. The vision that the chairman and I have and the Board of Regents have is that we don't want any young man or woman that obviously wants to be an Aggie, and if you're in Blinn, you got at least a little want in you to be an Aggie. We don't want them going anyplace else. And so we decided to come to them. And so what is going to happen at Rellis is those youngsters are going to finish their 2 years at Blinn, and then they're going to, if they can't get into the flagship university, they're going to transfer to West Texas A&M or Texas A&M Kingsville. They're going to transfer to Texas A&M Corpus, Prairie View, or one of those others. And each one of those schools is producing a course that is going to be taught at that campus. And so after the next 2 years are over with, they're going to get a ring, and they're going to get an Aggie ring, but it's going to be from West Texas A&M, or it's going to be from Texas A&M Corpus or Texas A&M Kingsville or West Texas A&M or one of those. And so we will greatly, the first thing we're going to do is add a lot of economic development to Brazos County. Because so instead of having thousands of kids pack up and leave every 2 years, they're going to stay here. And they're going to stay here and be a part of the community and eat at your restaurants and cause your traffic problems and all of these kinds of things. But they're going to be in Brazos County. And I suspect before it's over with, in pretty short order, those 5,000 spaces that we have are going to look a little weak. And we're going to wind up doing a lot more of that. Before it's over with, I suspect there will be housing on that campus. There will be all kinds of things that will be there. But to the flagship, it is going to be one of the best research institutions that you can have. We've got people that are interested in cars that drive themselves. And by the way, they put me in one of those things, and I'm tooling down Highway 6, and it goes shoom off at Millikan, just exits the road at 60 miles an hour. And when you hear the researcher in the back seat say, "I ain't never seen that before," you gotta figure you're breaking new ground. And what those things do is they follow the 3M striping, you know, the white striping down the road. And in that particular place, the striping exited at Millikan, and there wasn't whoever did the striping didn't exactly do it right. But it is going to be a great research place. And some of the things that when that data center comes in, it opens the way for cybersecurity research, cybersecurity study. Catherine Banks just hired the number one cybersecurity person from the Department of Defense, maybe in the nation, to be in there. And there's going to be all kinds of research capabilities that we never had at the main campus. And hopefully Blinn and their students will be able to share in that as well. So we're not doing this just because we have great respect and love the Blinn board and their president, but we do love the Blinn board and their president. We're not doing this just because we want to continue the legacy of Onion Swartz, but we do love that legacy, and we do. I often wonder, Charles, what he would think about this bold new step that Blinn and Texas A&M are doing together. And I have come to the conclusion he would probably say, "What took you 20-something years to figure this out?" But it was because of him that we're even standing here in the first place. And people like Walt and this board and these people follow. And we're not necessarily just doing this because Blinn is the best community college in the state, but we know Blinn is the best community college in the state. We are doing this for very selfish reasons. This is good stuff for these students and our students at Texas A&M that are going to be availing themselves of this research, and it is good stuff for these students. And we're going to do something here that has never been done anywhere in the United States of America. We're going to provide opportunities for young men and women at a fraction of the cost that they would spend somewhere else or spend relocating somewhere else to become a part of the Aggie family and have a great education and get a great degree, and at the same time go to Kyle Field every Saturday. And we're going to make sure your kids do that too. This is a wonderful opportunity. I wish I could say that it was even my idea. Dennis Christensen, Gary Serra, folks like that, all had bits and pieces that were going in and out of my ears until it finally all came together. But the folks that put it together were the people that were standing behind me and the people that we talked about and this Blinn board and folks like that. And it is going to be, as the head of the coordinating board told me once in privately, perhaps the singular most important thing to get them to their goals of 60 by 30, which is 60% of Texans having some kind of degree or certificate by 2030. And we are proud of what Texas A&M does here. We're proud of what Texas A&M does in the entire state of Texas. People ask us occasionally, why the hell did you get involved in this hurricane thing? I said, well, first of all, it wasn't a question. And he said, you're going to do this. But the reason he did it was not because of me. The reason Governor Abbott chose me to do this was because he knew that we had the A&M Extension Service with folks out there in 252 counties with kids in school, just like the folks that got their houses blown away, and some of them got their houses blown away. And we converted those 130 folks, 130 of those folks, to working directly with all of the mayors and the county judges every single day. What's your problem? Let us solve it. And then they send those problems up to Billy in a war room here, and then we get FEMA and all the rest of them to solve their problems. And that's why this recovery, if you had to have one group of people, that was the reason this recovery is moving faster than any recovery has ever moved, including debris hauling and everything else in the United States. It is because of those 130 people in AgriLife Extension that are working 12 and 14 hours a day making sure that their fellow Texans' problems get solved. That's what we do. And that's what's great about the Texas A&M system. I'm so proud that Chairman Swartz and I together were able to bring this to the Texas A&M system without his prodding and bluffing occasionally. This would have never been possible. And so I'm here simply to say thank you to lots of people in this room, particularly this blend board, the chairman of our board, and folks that I talked about, for bringing this to Brazos County and to Texas A&M. It is something you will not see anywhere in the United States of America until after we finish it, and then you're going to see it everywhere, I suspect. Thank you for having us here. We appreciate it.